You're listening to the Q106.5 Morning Show on demand. Wake up weekdays with Cindy Campbell and Jordan Verge on Maine's number one for new country.
Hold on. I'm getting in a good... Oh, that's a good stretch. Woo! All right. Q106.5. David and Cindy. Sorry. What's the football game?
Did you watch last night?
All night.
Okay.
And it went into overtime.
Oh.
The Buccaneers. My team. I root for them every week. And they haven't been playing. You know, they've lost some key players.
Right.
And they went toe-to-toe with the Kansas City Chiefs last night. The Super Bowl defending champions.
Right.
They tied it up 24-24 in the fourth quarter. And you couldn't see a more disappointed Buccaneers fan last night than me. Because I was so ready for bed.
Yeah.
And then they tied it up and I was like, yay, but oh.
Oh, that's great.
Yay.
Oh, you're gonna stay up longer?
It's so late. And I knew they were going to lose. You don't beat Patrick Mahomes in overtime.
Right.
You just don't.
Right.
Oh, but what a good game. Okay, so anyways, that's where I'm at today. Who you voting for?
What? Oh, we're not having that conversation today.
Who you voting for?
Newt.
You want to see somebody turn awkward real quick today? Just go up to them. Mid-conversation even. Yeah, the kids have really been... Who you voting for?
Did you vote? Have you voted yet?
Did you?
Who'd you vote for?
You know what I love? My favorite line today.
Yeah.
And my favorite line the whole past week. All right. Remember voting day. Election day is coming up Tuesday. It's like telling a 5-year-old kid Christmas morning that it's Christmas morning.
I know.
You're looking at him like, hey, did you know it's Christmas? Yeah. I've been waiting for this my whole life.
I've been sitting by the tree for the last 3 hours.
I didn't sleep last night. I'm well aware. Yep. We know.
Yeah. The night before election day is kind of like that.
It's election day. We all know. Get out and vote. Yep, we know that too. You have been shoving it down our throats the past how long?
I'm amused at how many people seem to be more excited about the political ads going away.
Yeah.
Than the fact that today is the election.
Who goes and picks up all the cardboards, the signs and everything? Because they are everywhere.
I know, and they have a limit in Maine. I can't remember what it is, but there is a limit to how long they're supposed to be there.
Okay.
I mean, they go beyond that, but there is a limit.
Are TV stations not going to have commercials anymore after today? Like, what is a commercial that isn't a political ad? I don't even remember. I miss seeing Coca-Cola ads.
Yeah.
Budweiser ads. Anything.
Yeah.
Burger King ad. Anything. Jeez. Okay. Well, with that being said, who you voting for? Give us a call.
No, let's not start that. No. You know what I love in Orrington? The Cub Scouts, every time there's an election, they have a bake sale outside the election. And it's not just like cookies and cakes.
Oh, that's smart.
They have like meals.
Oh, nice.
They have like ready to heat meals.
Hey, where
are
my
people who are, you know, you get out of work and you got to go to the election. You really don't have time to cook when you go home. Hey, just pick up this little beef stew and stick it in the
I want to go vote in Orrington. Can I just go vote in Orrington today? Is that your place?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to go vote in Orrington.
I know.
I'm switching.
A little whoopie pie on the way out. Nothing wrong with that.
I'm going to Brewer and I'm going to tell him, listen, scratch me off and move me to Orrington. Is that possible?
Do you live in Orrington? No. Well, can't do that.
Well, do you have any Boy Scouts here that'll cook me dinner? They'll be like, what, sir? That is, excuse me, sir? That is, oh gosh, I know how that sounded. Okay,
yeah,
never mind. Just give me my ballot. Coming up, we're going to have a fun topic today.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to work on our kindness today.
Oh, good.
And we have a Kane Brown experience. We'll tell you all about it on the way, okay?
I could be kind about Kane Brown. Yeah.
Q106.5. David and Cindy, thank you so much for laughing with us on a Tuesday, election day. Who you voting for? Try it. Just try it with a stranger. See how it goes today.
Yeah.
You're at Hannaford.
And then Doug.
Yeah. Who you voting for? Today, we continue this Kane Brown experience of getting you qualified, epic experience. Sending you to the state I moved from. California.
Yeah.
San Diego.
So you get round trip airfare, hotel accommodations for two tickets to the show, and $500 in spending cash. That's a nice little California vacation.
That's right. It's a two-night stay in a hotel.
Right.
And the venue that we're sending you to, been there, great venue. And it's Kane Brown. Come on, March 13th. The way to win is listen for those codes.
Very cool. First one coming up at 8:20. When you hear the code, enter it on the Q106.5 app.
Okay, today is election day.
Yes, it is.
And for the most part, we're all getting along. No, we're not. For the most part, we as the Q106.5 family, as far as the staff here, Q106.5 listeners, we're the prime of the prime. We're the most intelligent of the intelligent.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You listening right now, we're all at that top. We're in the 1% of people that are normal. And you get the weirdos out there that listen to, well, we won't even mention the stations, but you know what they are.
Yeah.
Anything but Q106.5.
That's right.
We're going to work on our kindness today. And I was trying to think, how can we do that, Miss Cindy? I was like, who does everybody collectively disagree with the most outside of politics?
Right.
And that would be your worst ex. So here's what we're going to do. It's an exercise.
Okay.
If you were forced to say one kind thing about your worst ex partner.
Yeah.
What would it be? You got to say one kind thing.
He could sing.
Hey, really?
He could.
Oh, that's a good one.
Played guitar and sang. Yep. I have a thing for musicians.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that it?
That's it. That's all I'm going to say. And you?
I know I presented the exercise, but I really thought I was going to have like 10 minutes to think about.
Well, take 10 minutes to think about it.
I am going to think about it. I'm going to need it. I might need 20 minutes. I might need the day. We might need to revisit this topic tomorrow. What's a kind thing that you would say about your worst ex?
Yeah.
207-991-9500.
Or leave us a message or a voicemail on the Q106.5 app.
We're David and Cindy. Thanks for listening. I mean, that can be fun tonight if you're watching the election results.
Sure.
Poor couple.
Yeah.
Q106.5. We're David and Cindy. Who you vote? No, stop it. Stop it right now. Where do I vote for? Where do I vote? Not where do I vote for? Where do I vote in Brewer?
The Brewer Auditorium, I believe.
Okay. I remember that's what I was told.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go wait in line right after we get out, right after we get off the air today.
Okay.
Unless it's raining. Then I'll go sit at home and wait for the rain to stop.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you sugar or salt? Yeah, I mean, there is. You can stand inside.
Oh. I didn't know that was an option. In fact, let's check that weather right now with WABI TV5's Todd Simcox. Cool.
Brightening skies and warmer for our Tuesday. The best chance of sunshine will be from Greenville to Millinocket southward. There's a chance for a few scattered showers out there this afternoon, mainly across the northern part of the state. Temperatures today topping off in the 50s to near 60 degrees. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight. Some scattered showers possible across the north. Otherwise, most of us will see a dry night. It will be mild tonight, upper 40s, low 50s. That will lead to a warmer day on Wednesday. Partly to mostly cloudy and breezy. Easy chance for a few widely scattered showers during the day Wednesday. Temperatures will top off in the mid-60s to low 70s. Could see some record highs in spots. Cooler weather returns on Thursday. A mix of sun and clouds, upper 40s to mid-50s. Friday looks good as well with a mix of sun and clouds. Again, temperatures in the upper 40s to low to mid-50s. For Q106.5, I'm WABI TV5 and the CW meteorologist, Todd Simcox.
47 degrees now at Q106.5.
Yeah, wild that we're going to be in 60s today and 70 again tomorrow.
Yeah.
Just for a day.
Yeah.
And then drops again. I think that might be, tomorrow might be the last day we're in the 70s.
We keep saying that, but and it keeps happening.
Woo! I'll tell you what, it's warm in studio right now.
I mean, an entire winter of, okay, one day a week.
That'd be nice.
It's going to be in the 70s just to, you know, give you that little taste of spring, and then we're going to go right back into sub-zero. Then it's going to be in the 70s.
I could do that. How nice of Mother Nature to help me become acclimated to the climate of Maine.
Yeah.
Give me the worst, sure. But then give me a break, too. Or I can go outside and function again. Run errands.
The downside to that would be, you know, we get a snowstorm, and then it's 70 degrees, and everything melts. And then you get flooding and ice when it freezes again.
Selfishly, I'd rather have that one day of 70. I know. A lot of people don't want it, but I'm very selfish. I want that one day. That would be a nice little break for me.
Would be kind of cool, yeah.
We're working on our kindness today with a little exercise. What is one kind thing, if you were forced to say it, that you would say about your worst ex?
Your turn.
No, I'm not ready yet. I'm telling you, I'm not ready yet. But Ben Affleck actually sparked this conversation.
Okay.
He, in a recent interview, talked about his new ex, Jennifer Lopez.
An old ex, Jennifer Lopez.
His ex again, Jennifer Lopez. But this time they actually got married. Now they're getting divorced. I don't know if they actually, the divorce went through already. It has been filed. I know that. Who cares? But in a recent interview, after everything's going on in the public eye and all the negativity, in an interview, he said she's spectacular as an actress. He was able to muster up some kind words to say about his ex. I think that's very big of Ben Affleck.
That's great.
He said she's spectacular.
Yeah.
Can you say that about an ex? Your worst ex?
Quick story here. Okay.
I'm ready for it.
When we were in New Jersey, my father-in-law told us about this Asian restaurant we had to order from.
Okay. It's
in the same little strip mall as his business. They're so good. We got this food. We were a mile down the road. It took us like an hour and a half to get this food, and it was sushi. It's not like they had to cook it. It was terrible.
Oh, no.
It was terrible. It was so terrible, we threw it away and went and got pizza.
Oh, that is terrible.
But when he called the next day, we didn't want to hurt his feelings. So Jim said, Dad, it was spectacular.
It was spectacular.
So maybe that's what Ben Affleck means. Yeah. She is spectacular.
Spectacular. Not wonderful, not incredible, not beautiful.
No.
Spectacular. You're forced to say one kind thing about your worst ex. What would it be? 207-991-9500. Or you can leave a message.
Voicemail. You pointed at me. I'm like, what?
We need to work on we need band practice.
No, I just need more coffee.
Okay. We got it.
Leave us a message or a voicemail on the Q106.5 app.
We're David and Cindy. Happy Tuesday. Oh, it's election day. As if you didn't know.
Yeah.
Q106.5. We are David and Cindy. Thank you so much for listening. And happy Tuesday. Happy election day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you need to be told that.
Happy end to the election, the campaign commercials tomorrow.
There you go.
Yes.
Yeah, are there going to be any commercials at all on TV? I don't remember a regular commercial anymore. What was advertised before politics?
Well, we are going into the holidays, so they'll find something.
Okay.
Yeah.
I hope so. And speaking of the holidays, we're 23 days until, count them, only 23 days until Thanksgiving. And 50 days until Christmas. Oh, my gosh, really?
I know.
Oh, my gosh, really?
Every time you say that, the little thing in my stomach just panics and goes, you haven't even started shopping yet.
That's the joke right there.
Yeah.
Miss Cindy, since yes. I mentioned that it's 23 days until Thanksgiving, I have a question for you.
Okay.
What do you need to make Thanksgiving s'mores? Ooh, that sounds good, right? Get a couple crackers, put some turkey. No. What do you need to make Thanksgiving s'mores?
Thanksgiving s'mores? I don't know.
Thanksgiving s'mores. Sauce? You know, you get the crackers, you put the marshmallows in them, chocolate, you put it over the little fire pit.
Right.
Well, what would you need to make them a Thanksgiving s'more?
Huh? Gravy?
No. Ugh. Really? Ugh.
I don't know.
You need Pilgrims.
Oh.
Pilgrims. Oh. Yeah, baby.
I can't believe I ate that whole thing.
You ate it, Ralph.
I can't believe you said that.
It's kind of funny.
Kind
of. We're talking about, and we're working on our kindness today.
Okay.
Because it is election day, and, you know, people are just not being nice out there.
Right.
So we're going to work on our kindness, because we're the best kind of people here at Q106.5.
That's right.
Not us on the air, you. We're talking to you. You're forced to say one kind thing about your ex. What would it be?
Still your turn.
I don't know yet, Miss Cindy. I'm thinking about it.
I came up with one for mine. He could sing.
Oh, she could not sing. She had some talents, but nothing to brag about.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shoot. When she screamed, It didn't make me go deaf. No, that's not a good one. When she screamed at me, it didn't make me go deaf.
Mm.
I still have hearing.
She didn't have very good aim when she threw things at you.
Oh, no, she had great aim.
Oh, okay.
Oh, there, there it is. She had great aim.
There you go.
That's terrible.
She had great aim.
Okay, I'm going to work on mine. Let's go to the app right now, the Q106.5 app, where you can leave a voice message. We'd love hearing your voice. You can also call in 207-991-9500 and also text.
Right.
You want to read some of these?
Cassie says, my worst ex always seems to have the right answer.
Oh, don't they all?
Yeah, I kind of wonder if that's that they sarcasm. Do have the right answer, or they always think they have the right answer.
Classic case of narcissism. I love it. Robert in Surrey. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Yes.
I Surrey am. The only good thing I can say about the worst ex I've had, she gone. She gone. I don't have to ever deal with her. Well, okay, can't say that word ever again. Good for you, Robert. Thank you for chiming in, Robert and Cassie. All right, you still can too. 207-991-9500.
Or leave a message or a voicemail on the Q106.5 app.
We are David and Cindy. Happy Election Day. Happy Tuesday. Scotty McCrary, Q106.5. Okay, oh, I have a confession, Miss Cindy.
Okay, I love these.
I watched the game last night.
Oh, okay.
I did. I'm a little tired.
Yeah.
I'm out of it, but I'm still going to go out there. It's an honor and privilege to vote. I'm going to go stand in line in Brewer, but I really hope like around 10:30 this morning, if everybody could just wait so I could just go right in. Do you think if I show up and I go, I'm a big-time radio celebrity from Q106.5, they let me cut the line, or would everybody look at me like, we know who you are. You're from away. Get the heck in the back of that line. I would deserve that, wouldn't I? I would deserve that.
I don't know if you deserve it, but it could happen.
No, I will proudly wait in line. I hope there's a long line, because then I can get on Instagram and post about how cool I am for voting today. Can't wait for the sticker.
Yeah.
I'm going to take that picture, too. Who you voting for?
I voted.
I'm going to go up and down the line. Who you voting for? Just make it real weird for everybody. Who you voting for?
I think they'll kick you out. I'm pretty sure they'll kick you out.
Oh, my
gosh. I'm sorry, but that's not allowed in the...
Tonight, so I make that confession about watching football last night because I stayed up way too late. The game went into overtime. I was the one Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan who was like, why did you score that touchdown to tie the game in the fourth quarter?
No.
Can't you just lose? You're going to lose in overtime. You guys are doing phenomenal. I really love you. Go team.
Yeah.
Good job. It's like watching your kids. Oh, you did so good, but you're still going to lose. Why are you extending? Why are you making us suffer longer? Okay, I'm done. But I brought that up because I know tonight I'm going to be up late, too, because for whatever reason, I don't know, I'm a proud American. I just want to know. So I watch all the results all late through the night. It's kind of fun. Right?
Right.
Are you going to do the same? No, you're a responsible adult. Of course you're not. You'll wait till the morning to find out.
Yeah. Yeah, tomorrow morning we'll be busy with, you know, election results and all that. No, I will not stay up all night.
Okay.
I might be up early tomorrow, but I won't stay up all night. And besides, I mean, nationally, they're not necessarily going to have results tonight.
Right.
You know?
Oh, it's so exciting, though, right? Like, will they have a declared winner this evening, or will it go on for weeks? Ah, America, I love this country.
Even in Maine, and I don't know if you're familiar with, in Maine, we have ranked choice voting. So if there isn't a majority with some of the races, then they might go into ranked choice, which takes time to count, so that could take longer.
I love that you said you might not be familiar with this in Maine. I just discovered what a blueberry field looks like, Miss Cindy.
Well, that's so, why I said that.
I don't know what ranked choice voting is.
We'll talk.
But that's cool.
We'll talk.
Yeah. Talk to me. Talk to me, darling. We're working on our kindness today.
Yeah.
For a very obvious reason. Nobody's getting along out there. So we're doing a kindness exercise. It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
You're forced to say one kind thing about your worst ex. What would it be? Cindy?
Have we heard yours yet?
Shh, I'm still working on mine.
Mine was that he could sing.
Okay. That's a good one. Mm-hmm. Okay. Phyllis says, I'm so glad you're enjoying living many states away from Maine. Oh! my gosh. Jana, this is a good one. I'm thankful for my kids from that relationship. Okay.
There you go.
Ginger 2 says my children. And then Katie Hager or Hager, I very much love your response. You put a lot of thought into it. She went into great detail about in regard to the question.
Yeah.
About, you know, what's one kind thing if you're forced to say it about your ex, your worst ex.
Right.
Katie Hager responded with an emphatic no, period.
Oh, Katie. Yep.
Katie. It's an exercise. We're working on ourselves today. We're working on our kindness. But thank you for the laugh. 207-991-9500. You're forced to say it. You're forced to say one kind thing about your worst ex.
Yeah.
Come on. We can do this. I apparently can't. We've been talking about it for 30 minutes, and I still can't come up with something.
Yeah. See, now the answer about kids. Okay. There's that, too.
Fair enough.
I got my kids that way. You can also leave us a message or a voicemail on the Q106.5 app.
I don't have the kid thing. Man, I am really struggling here. All right. We got the phone lines ringing. We're going to take some of your calls, and we'll air those coming up. And I'm struggling. I'm going to come up with something, though.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
What's one kind thing you could say about your worst ex? 207-991-9500. David and Cindy, thank you so much for listening. Old Dominion on Q106.5. We are David and Cindy. Thank you so much for listening. We are, my goodness, 50 days away from Christmas.
Yeah.
Wow.
Unless you walk into Lowe's and it's already Christmas.
Oh, I saw your pictures.
Wow.
They are all, decked out.
It's unbelievable. It's like walking into a Christmas village.
Yeah,
that's
sure.
Pretty cool, actually.
And then we are, of course, only 23 days away from Thanksgiving.
Hey, you know, it's hunting season. You do that, and you might hear, boom!
Well,
it's deer hunting season.
You stop that right now. Also, did you notice I'm wearing blaze orange for the first time? Somebody told me what happens if you don't wear blaze orange, and you go out and you go hiking and running, which I do a lot of.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, well, I'm wearing blaze orange every day.
Yeah.
Here's the problem.
Idea. Okay.
This isn't the first day.
You live deep in the woods.
Oh, Miss Cindy, thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah.
I live deep in the woods of Brewer, and I have two dogs. So they were telling me, you got to wear the blaze orange. You got to wear the blaze orange. You never know because it's hunting season. Right. We've started. And I was wearing blaze orange, but it was my boxer briefs. Nobody sees those. Nobody sees those. But
it needs to be visible. Yeah.
Okay. So when people give me advice, they need to be more specific because I was wearing blaze orange socks, blaze orange boxer briefs. Mm-hmm. Nobody can see those. So now blaze orange hat.
There you go.
Got it.
Yeah.
Hey, with that being said, about 23 days away from Thanksgiving, I have a question for you, Miss Cindy, before we get into good news. Can I ask it?
Yes.
What is a turkey's favorite dessert? What is a turkey's favorite dessert?
What?
You're not going to like this one. You don't appreciate them. Why don't we even continue? A peach gobbler.
Oh, no, that's good.
A peach gobbler. Good news.
Q106.5.
So much bad news out there. How about some good news?
I believe most people are good.
Good news on Q106.5 is brought to you by Slipping Gear Cycling, Stillwater Avenue, Bangor. Friends, family, community. Well, our good friends at Home Roofing Solutions honored their customers over the weekend with a luncheon at Peaks Hill Lodge in Dedham through their nonprofit, the Merino Project. Everyone there was a veteran.
Nice.
Okay. Past customers who are veterans were each given two $250 gift cards with the instruction that they hoped one of them would be given to another veteran.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay. It was announced that a pair of puppies will be trained to be service dogs for veterans.
Okay.
They do this like every year. I don't know. I know last year it was one of their dogs. One of their dogs had puppies, and it was one of their puppies.
All right.
I don't know if that's the case this year or not. I haven't heard.
We can ask. We'll call over there and be like, hey, which one of the dogs got it on over there? Why are you asking?
Are you making this weird?
We're just curious about who got lucky.
All right, okay, we're coming up on the best part here. All right, part of the reason for this luncheon that they did was to award one past customer who, you know, they got their roof and they're a veteran, to award them reimbursement for the roof up to $10,000.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So the recipient took home half of that payout, $5,000, and gave $1,000 each to five more people who were then picked from the raffle.
Oh, come on.
How cool is that?
So they won the $10,000 off of their roof, and then instead of taking the full $10,000,
they took half of it.
Oh.
Yeah, and gave it the other $5,000 to five other people.
Man, veterans are the best.
I know.
Oh, come on.
That's so awesome. I mean, I get goosebumps with that one. That's awesome.
That is a great story.
Yeah.
That is great news today. You know, everyone's talking about, hey, remember today's election day. We all know. No, with the reminder that we should be given today, Veterans Day is Monday.
Right.
The Marine Corps birthday is Sunday.
Yeah.
That's what we should be reminding people about.
Yeah.
So we'll do that here. You already know today is election day. You already know to go out and vote. Veterans Day is this Monday.
Right.
Marine Corps birthday, this Sunday. Love that story.
I love it.
We're yep. Q106.5, David and Cindy, happy election day. Who you voting for? Who you voting for? You know, you should just go through a drive-thru today. Let me encourage everybody to do this. If you're going to get a Burger King, Taco Bell, Dairy Queen, wherever.
Right. And ask them.
Hi, can I take your order?
Who you voting for? I mean, that's it. Just hit it.
I'm sorry. Can I interest you in a combo meal today?
Who you voting for? That's it. Just keep saying it until they give you a response. And then no matter who it is,
yeah,
act angry.
Wow.
Just be like, I can't believe you. I don't know. Fun little game we can all play. No, we're working on kindness today.
That reminds me of Pee Wee Herman and the word of the day. Do you remember that?
No, but I love Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah.
I haven't heard a Pee Wee Herman reference in years.
On his show, he would have the word of the day when my kids were little. And he'd just say, the word of the day today is believe. And every time kids heard someone say believe, they had to scream. Just randomly.
Like scream the word or?
No, like, ah!
I used to watch his show. I love Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah.
You know, not his personal life. He had some weird things.
We won't get into that. No. Positive day. Kindness day.
It's kindness day. Kindness day. But no, I love the show. Can you do Pee Wee Herman's voice?
No.
Okay. You want to try?
No.
Okay. No. It is. We're working on kindness today because you know why. And we're doing a kindness exercise. It's been fun all morning. Thank you to everybody who's weighed in. We would love to hear your voice. 207-991-9500.
Or you can leave us a voicemail or a text message on the Q106.5 app.
And the question that is being asked of you.
Yes.
And us as well, because we're partaking in this exercise. You're forced to say one kind thing about your worst ex.
You haven't said anything.
Would it be? I made a list.
Okay.
You're forced to say one kind thing about your worst ex. What would it be? All right. Let me know how. It's a work in progress. Okay. I got to nail it down to one.
All right.
She was the most creative liar.
Okay.
Is that kind?
Yeah, that's kind.
I mean, she came up with some stories. she gave me life crippling anxiety.
Oh.
Which could be a good thing. I mean, because I'm always.
Really? Anxiety is, yeah.
All right. Well, how about an innate fear of women?
Wow.
Like, I look at you and I start sweating.
Well, you should.
Okay.
Ask any of my exes. You should.
What are people saying?
She doesn't live in Maine. Isn't that a positive thing?
You know what? I don't know where she's at, and that concerns me.
She might be in Maine.
What? Where?
This is where people come when they want to disappear. So. Oh.
Why do you think I moved here? No, I'm just kidding.
I like Pamela, who said, he's my ex. That's the kind of thing I could say about the worst. He's my ex.
Oh, I love that, Pamela. Here, let's save those for the next segment.
Okay.
And we have a couple phone calls we'll get to. 207-991-9500. We are David and Cindy. What's the kindest thing you could say about your worst ex? Oh, it's a fun exercise today.
Yeah.
On David and Cindy. He's right. It is going to be all right. No matter what.
That's right.
Good thing to say today on, what's today?
Election day.
Thank you very much. Q106.5, we are David and Cindy. Thank you so much for laughing with us on a Tuesday. And we have a kindness exercise going on. We're practicing our kindness. Not that we need it. Not here at Q106.5, and certainly not you.
Right.
The smartest, most brilliant, sexiest listening audience out there. And that is you. the people for the other stations. But we could always use some practice, I suppose.
Right. Yes.
You're forced to say one kind thing about your worst ex. What would it be? That is the kindness exercise we are going with today. We'll go to the phones. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Sean from Belfast.
What's up, Sean?
Hi, Sean.
The only good thing I can say about the ex is she gave me two wonderful kids.
Love that.
There you go.
Literally the only thing I can say.
Literally the only thing. What are their names, Sean?
Cheyenne and Keith.
Nice.
Love those names.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you got the kids out of it.
You know, they go on the I don't know what they call it, but and they say that you know she's acting like a Karen.
Yeah.
Literally, that is her name. She lives up to that 100%.
That is so funny, Sean. We appreciate you calling in and for listening. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you.
You know what? I feel bad for the Karens. I've met some really lovely Karens.
Yes.
And I can relate to them because, listen, you are wonderful Karens and you get a bad rap. I can relate because I'm David.
Yeah.
And have you ever seen the statue of David?
Yes.
Need I say more? Need I say more?
There is that, yeah.
Because immediately they look at the statue of David and they go, huh.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no! No! Absolutely not! Michelangelo! Or whoever made it. Which Ninja Turtle made the statue of David?
Michelangelo! Yeah.
Oh! Okay. What are they saying on Facebook?
Heather says, I never wanted for anything. Gaslighter's guilt, maybe, but I was well taken care of monetarily.
Love that.
You know, if you had money, at least you had that, right?
Let's go back to the folks. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Helen, coming from Bangor.
Helen, why are you laughing at me?
Because you sound like me the first thing in the morning.
That's a good reason.
All right, fair enough. Why don't you tell us what's one kind thing you can say about your worst ex while I take a sip of my coffee?
I can tell you that he still is able to evade the court system and the law.
Man, what a talent, right?
It is quite a talent.
Yeah,
with the calls still keep coming 10 years later.
Amazing. Wow. With the technology today, he's still able to evade them. Impressive.
Yes.
Helen, you have a beautiful laugh, and we can't thank you enough for calling in.
Thank you. Hope you guys have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You just tell by someone's voice how sweet they are.
Yes. Yeah.
You're so much better off with that dude. Oh, Helen.
Without that dude.
Yeah. You call in anytime. Did I say without that dude or with
that
dude?
With that dude.
Okay, I'm going to have more coffee for the love of... I stayed up late watching the football game. They went into overtime, Miss Cindy. It's not my fault. Yeah. I never take responsibility for my own actions. You know that.
Yeah.
It's the Buccaneers' fault. They knew they were going to lose anyways. Why would they score in the fourth quarter? Okay, so what, if you're forced to say one kind thing about your worst ex, what would it be?
Yeah.
I'm still working on mine.
Okay.
I
said he can sing.
Yeah, yours can sing. And that's it. And the kids.
And the kids. Yeah, the kids more than the singing. Yeah.
Okay, how about this one? Because I'm testing some out. She inspired me to invest in the best home and digital security systems. Is that, no?
Here you go.
Okay, all right, it's not good enough.
No, that's a positive.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
All right, I'll get back to my list. 207-991-9500. We are David and Cindy. Thank you so much for laughing with us. 5, we are David and Cindy. Welcome to the 8 o'clock hour. Thank you for listening and laughing with us on a Tuesday. And Miss Cindy, before we get into more calls and messages, we are 50 days away from Christmas, my goodness, and 23 days away from Thanksgiving. Well, hold on. Okay, listen.
Was he napping over there?
Yeah, we have. I thought we trained that thing better.
That's your cue.
You know, humans are so much better than working with turkeys.
Yeah.
But that's what we have to do on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I know. Everybody has to work with a few turkeys, right?
Oh, okay. Why do I feel insulted?
Was that directed at you?
No, I know. No, but I think it was. Let me sit on this. Hold on. Let me. Yep. That hurt. Hey, Miss Cindy.
Yes.
Now that I mentioned it's 23 days away from Thanksgiving, I have a question for you, if I may ask.
Okay.
Did you hear about the turkey prom? Did you know what a turkey prom is called?
A turkey prom?
Yeah, turkey prom. All the turkeys get up, their best garb and suits and dresses, and they go out and they flash their feathers.
Gobbler's gala?
A gobbler's gala? I give you 2 points for that.
Thank you.
I don't know what you give for those 2 points.
Oh, okay.
But no, a turkey's prom is in fact called a butterball.
A butterball.
I can't believe I ate that whole thing.
You ate it, Ralph.
All right, the question of the hour.
Yes.
By the way, it's election day.
Yeah. Did you vote yet?
Yeah, and I only do that because, of course, it's election day. We all know.
I know.
I was watching the news last night, and every anchor was like, remember to go vote tomorrow. And I'm like, you thought you had to tell us that?
Yeah, exactly. Really?
Because we know. Again, that's like telling a five-year-old Christmas morning that, hey, five-year-old kid of mine, it's did you know it's Christmas morning?
I knew. Did you know?
Yeah.
Where's the tree?
I've been up all night. Can we open these things? Yes. We are aware that today is election day.
Okay.
All right. We're working on kindness today. We have a kindness exercise. And not that we need it as Q106.5 family. Right. Not the listeners, not us.
Right.
We're all family. We already know that the Q106.5 listeners are the most intelligent, the most brilliant, the sexiest listeners out there.
Absolutely.
But we could always use some practice.
Okay.
And this friendly exercise to work on our kindness is an interesting one. You're forced to say one kind thing about your worst ex. What would it be? Let's go to the phone, shall we? Good morning. Who is this? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Collins in Hudson.
What's your name
best
again?
The best thing I can say about my ex is she lives in the state of Washington now.
As far away as possible and still in
exactly.
The U.S.
Exactly.
What's your name again? We missed that, buddy.
Larry Smith.
Larry, thank you so much for calling in and for the laugh this morning.
Have a good day.
You have a great Tuesday. Man, look at Larry. Mic drop. He's like, I'm in and out.
That's right.
I know what I'm saying. It's fun. I love that. Larry, thank you. You call. Please call again.
Yeah, absolutely. Haley says he's alive. I guess that's a good thing. And maybe that was in jeopardy. I don't know.
Oh.
But he's alive.
Oh, my gosh. I'm laughing so hard at these.
Anne said, at least his mom loved him.
I'm taking that one personal. I feel like there's some exes out there that would say that about me.
Well, yeah, I'm the mom, so yeah. Not in this case.
Not in this case.
Right. As far as I know. As far as I know, I have three sons. You never know. But
it's a kindness exercise.
That's right.
Because today is, you know what today is. You're forced to say one kind thing about your worst ex. Yeah, it's a challenge. I'm still working on mine. I've gone through my list. I've written The Most Creative Liar, gave me life crippling anxiety and innate fear of women. Okay, those aren't working. Right. How about this one?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
And this is actually good. I think I nailed it here. This is my one.
Okay.
This is my one kind thing about my worst ex.
Okay.
Her insults made me so numb, which is cool because now I feel no pain whatsoever.
That's a little sad. I don't think that's a good thing.
I mean, I don't. Yeah, you're right. All right. Let me circle that one because I have therapy this Thursday.
Okay.
All right.
Wow,
I really brought down the room. Yikes. 207-991. Am I going to cry?
I don't know.
Her insults made me so numb, which is cool. It's cool.
It is cool?
It is cool.
Really?
Her insults made me numb, which is cool because now I feel no pain. I don't know if that's true, actually. Okay.
I think it's a good time to take a break.
207-991-9500. I'll come up with a better one, I promise.
Okay.
We're David and Cindy. 106.5, we are David and Cindy. And thank you so much for listening to us on a Tuesday, Election Tuesday. Who you voting for? Who?
Stop asking that. Actually, don't.
I'm telling you. Just a friendly reminder, if you're looking for a fun activity today, you go through a drive-thru, any of your toys. You go to Taco Bell, Burger King, McDonald's, whatever, yeah. And you go through and they go... You just respond with, who you voting for? Who you voting for?
Do you want fries with that? Or
Who you voting for? And then just get angry at whatever their response is. What a fun game.
Yeah.
We're joined every... Uh-oh. I wasn't prepared for this again.
Yes, you got it.
Just, yeah, you got
okay,
it.
So,
speak from your heart.
So in the 8 o'clock hour, around 8:20,
right.
We are always joined... 8:20 a.m., we are always joined by the very talented Jordan Virch for Country Music News and the code for this Kane Brown experience.
Sure.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm on fire today.
You're a fireball.
That,
yeah, you are.
That means I am going to crush, and I mean crush, that ballot. Oh, I was just stalling.
You're not supposed to crush it because then it won't slide into the little thing that you have to slide.
Put that little bubble in. Delicately.
Okay.
Yeah. And then fold it into, what do you do?
So don't crumble it up and stomp on it.
I fold. Okay.
You fold yours? Are you trying to win a? Are you trying to win a brand new 42-inch Samsung TV? Like, you think it's a raffle? I guess right.
I crumbled it a little bit so they'd pick mine.
Jordan, we're having a fun topic today, and I cannot wait to get your response.
Wait a minute. What if that's what? I'm so sorry. What if that's how the presidency was decided? Like, everyone's vote went into this big bucket, and someone with a really long arm went in there.
You're right. It was a long arm. Yeah,
and
how long of an arm are we talking?
I mean, it's got to be a really big bucket, right?
Right. It's got to be a huge bucket. I mean, we're
hundreds
talking
of millions of votes in there.
Well, we have 300 plus million people in the United States, and then you're thinking about how many are of the age of vote. At least half that. Well, we'll say 200 million for funsies.
Maybe it's like a pool, and they just dive into it like Scrooge McDuck.
Okay,
and then they come out with one vote, and whoever that person voted for wins the presidency.
How about?
Wow.
How about?
I think that's a good idea. I think that's a really good idea.
I think it's a good idea. You know what? We'll get into the topic of the hour with you later in the 9 o'clock hour, I believe. But you're forced to say one kind thing about your worst ex. What would it be? I want you to think about that.
Okay.
We have William and Holden on hold. We'll get to him next segment. But we do need that code for this Kane Brown experience. And Jordan Virch, what do they get?
Yes, yeah, you get round trip airfare for two to San Diego.
Wow, yeah.
San Diego is beautiful.
It's absolutely beautiful. One of the most beautiful cities.
You get a two-night hotel stay while you're there. Two tickets to see Kane Brown in concert.
Right, yeah.
Notice all these things are two things. So you can bring a friend if you want.
Yep. Right.
Or an enemy.
Or an ex.
Yeah.
Or an ex, yeah.
Maybe she'll bring, she'll get back with you. Ooh, that'd be fun.
That's a good way. You're like,
or
hey,
she'll run off with Kane Brown.
That's true too.
I mean, she's your ex for a reason. Yeah. If she's cheated on you before, how have you not learned your lesson?
And you could also win. Did I say $500 in spending money?
I just noticed you have two stickers that say you voted today. Did you vote twice?
Yeah, I just couldn't decide who to vote for, so I wanted them both to win. I just voted for them both. Yeah, I just really wanted them both to win. So
what's the code? Why do you have two I voted stickers?
I voted twice. I told
you. Oh my god.
All right. This is our code that could win all the things.
Will you just give us a dang code, Jordan Virch?
It's 147.
There we go.
All right.
147.
My goodness.
147. That's kind of like the perfume thing when you go through the department store, right? You got hit from both sides. Sticker. There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like I told you, I voted twice.
I got it. All right.
Yep. 147,
Q106.5 app. Enter it there. Country Music News. My goodness.
Q106.5. Straight from Nashville.
It's Country Music News.
Country Music News on Q106.5 is brought to you by Rowell's Garage in Dover Foxcroft. For a fair, honest deal on your next quality vehicle, go to Rowell's Garage in Dover Foxcroft. Cody Johnson gave his crowd at a recent show a reminder leading up to Election Day, which is today. Did you guys know that?
Today was Election Day.
Somewhere.
Today is?
Today.
And did you guys know that I voted twice?
No.
Okay.
Is that why you have two stickers?
Yeah. Again, I voted twice.
And today is Election Day.
Today is Election Day.
Wow.
Cody Johnson addressed his
crowd. You are angering so many people right now, by the way. So many people.
I canceled out my vote. What are you talking
about? Can you please just say you're joking? He's not joking.
Cody Johnson addressed his crowd on politics and wound up saying something that seemingly everyone in the room could agree on. Despite their differences, Cody Johnson, you know, delivered a powerful reminder that Americans are really, at the end of the day, more similar than they are different. I have a quote here.
Okay. Oh, yeah, you got to sound. You know our rule. If you're going to quote somebody, you got to impersonate them.
This is my dirt. Is that his song? Or is that the other?
No, that's it. This, whoa.
Wait, it's a dirt song. We know that.
Dirt Chief.
Yeah. They all sing about dirt these days. Yeah. Dirt Chief.
Who does This Is My Dirt?
Justin Moore.
Yeah.
Okay. It's the same song. Okay. how many of y'all watch the news? Stop watching the news, Cody Johnson yelled from the stage. First of all, I don't know whether you should probably still watch the news. Stay up to date, basically, is what I'm saying.
I'm watching tonight. I'm not going to sleep tonight because I'm going to be watching.
He continued, you want to find out what's going on in this country? Go to church tomorrow morning. Cody Johnson's words were met with roars of applause from the audience.
But
interesting thing to say.
The audience who is on their 10th beer each. Yeah, we're going to church tomorrow.
Which Midwestern state was he in?
Yeah, I know, right?
Like, church on a Tuesday?
Cody Johnson, it's not open tomorrow.
I could go there for prayer, but I don't think there's a service.
Johnson went on to point that elections are often a way to divide Americans on a number of hot button topics, from race to religion to gender, when they should be focusing on common concerns and issues that bring them together. He says the point of unity is being together, no matter what you believe. I look out over this crowd tonight, and I see all types of people. It's okay to disagree this year. Please go vote, because before most of us were born, an American soldier died for our right to disagree in this country.
Man, he's saying all the key words.
Wow, yeah.
But that is a good speech.
We disagree.
He ended it strong, I guess.
He's continuing.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he's not done yet.
No, he ends it way stronger. He says, we disagree, but guess what? There's three things we can't agree on, and they're this. They're red, white, and blue.
Yeah, Kojo! USA! 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 We'll see you in the 9 o'clock hour. Today is election day. I don't know if you know.
It's today's election day.
Who you voting for? We had a great call. Now, I did a bit earlier, and it was kind of funny, right?
It was kind of funny. Yeah.
But Ted corrected me.
Yeah.
He perfected the bit.
It did go just a little bit far. But.
I'm sorry. I don't take bits too far, and neither do I repeat bits. Everything is new and original.
That's right.
So here on election day, you go through the drive thru. One of my favorite things to do is, welcome to, whatever McDonald's talks
about.
But,
are you using the McDonald's app today?
What would you like today? And you went, blah, blah, blah. And you go, who you voting for? And that's all you say.
Right.
And then you wait for the response, and they go, did you want like a combo meal? Who you voting for? Now, Ted corrected me, because where I go from there is after they give you the response, you act angry. Now, that was wrong of me.
Yeah.
Ted said, no, you fix that and you say, act happy regardless of what they say, because you respect the fact that they went out there and voted. And Ted, thank you for correcting me. I can only get better with advice from others when I am wrong. I was wrong there, and that is better. So they go, whoever I voted for. I'm like, that is a great pick. Oh, that's a wonderful pick. Go America. And then you go away.
Wish I had voted for that person.
Well, you made me go say that. I mean, you do have your own opinion. And then you go right to the polls and you vote against them and cancel out their vote. If you disagree, unless you do agree, and then you're like, oh, heck yeah. It's like, well, okay. But yes, be happy and respect everybody's vote. Thank you, Ted, for that phone call.
Yes, absolutely.
I can only get better if I'm corrected when I'm wrong.
Yeah.
And he corrected me when I was wrong. So thank you again, Ted. All right. Who do we have in studio? Very special guest. Can we bring him on? You coming on the air? I'm sorry. You walked into the line. We have Orrington Fire Rescue in. Can we just say hi to you? Thank you for your service. Thank you for coming in. Lieutenant Spencer?
Yeah.
Oh, he's plain shy. That's okay. And I understand.
Greg is the one who brought us the entries for the Orrington 31-day gun raffle.
Oh, fantastic.
That we were announcing the winners last month. So.
Well, thank you for what you do for the community of Orrington, and we appreciate you, and thank you for coming in and saying hi.
Let's ask him who he's voting for.
Who you voting for? Don't answer. Don't answer. Coming up, we're going to take more of your phone calls. The topic on the table right now, and Lieutenant Spencer, you can weigh in on this if you would like. We're working on our kindness today.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
And so we're doing an exercise. Not that the listeners of Q106.5 need this. They're absolutely perfect, brilliant, and the sexiest out there. But we could always use some practice. You're forced to say one kind thing about your worst ex. What would it be?
I said he can sing.
I'm still working on mine.
He could, yeah.
I have a short list over here. I said the most creative liar, gave me life-crippling anxiety, inspired me to invest in the best home and digital security systems, and her insults made me so numb, I no longer feel pain.
See, so my worst ex gave me the knowledge that if someone is telling you off on the phone, you have the power to hang up.
I love that. Okay, ours are really bad. Lieutenant Spencer from Orrington Fire and Rescue, do you have an ex that you would like to say something kind about?
They took good care of their parents.
Oh, there you go. That's nice. Took good care of their parents.
Oh, not mine. I can't add that. I need a better idea.
Not their boyfriend, apparently, but their parents.
Not the boyfriend. Her loss.
That's right.
207-991-9500. You're forced to say one kind thing about your worst ex. What would it be?
Or leave us a message or a voicemail on the Q106.5 app.
We're David and Cindy. Happy Election Day Tuesday. Cindy, who you voting for? Stop it with that. Just stop. Because of, you know, what today is, we're doing a kindness exercise. And it's a fun one. You're forced to say one kind thing about your worst ex. What would it be? Let's go to the phones. Okay. Good morning. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Vicky from Bangor.
Hi, Vicky.
Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning, David.
Morning, Howard.
Okay, good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Better. Is that a problem?
Good morning, Cindy.
What's up, Vicky?
Okay, the worst ex gave me two beautiful daughters.
Love that.
See, I got three sons out of mine, so that's a good thing.
Okay.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Vicky, I'm still working on my list. So I didn't have any kids with my worst ex. In fact, I don't have any kids at all. So I don't have that. Never did an animal. Never got like a dog or anything. I don't think I really got anything from the relationship except for abject terror.
A desire to come to Maine.
No, that wasn't her. No, that was actually my admiration for Cindy Campbell.
Oh.
And the incredible Jordan Burge. That's why I moved to Maine. Okay. But not because of an ex. No.
Wow,
no.
I feel special for Jordan, don't you?
Yeah.
Vicky, thank you so much for calling in. You have a wonderful day.
You too.
What do we have? You can also weigh in on the Q106.5 app and the Q106.5 Facebook.
Right, on Facebook, Benjamin says, great cook. A man's heart is through his stomach. Classic mistake. I'm not sure what that means.
he had some good meals?
Yeah.
All right, he's complimenting her cooking skills.
Jen says, I feel bad. So many people's worst exes were ones that abused them. My worst ex just broke my heart. That's it. He left. Truth be told, we didn't even make sense. So the nice thing I can say about him was that he did me a favor.
That is so, that's too mature. What's her name?
Jen,
let's work on your immaturity.
Well, then there's Randy, who says, oh, bless your little heart, darling. The nicest thing I can say, bless your heart.
Great responses so far. Love them. 207-991-9500. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
This is William in Holden.
What's up, William? Thank you so much for calling. What can we do for you?
I would say the best thing I could say about my ex-wife is that she gave me a great son.
That's an awesome one.
William, we love that.
Yep.
What's your son's name, William?
It's actually William also.
Awesome.
I love that. And she agreed with you to give him a great name, too. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's awesome.
William, thank you so much for calling in. You have a wonderful day. Hey, can I ask you a question before you leave?
Yeah, what's that?
Who are you voting for? No, I'm just kidding. Don't answer that. Don't answer that.
You never get that out of me anyhow.
Yeah, that's good. You have a great day, William.
All right, you too, buddy.
Bye-bye. 5, we are David and Cindy, and we are joined every 9 o'clock hour by the very talented Jordan Burge.
Thank you.
Yeah, fantastic. Love having you here.
Oh, no.
By the way, BT Dub.
We do. We really do.
Yeah, we really do.
Yeah,
you guys.
Today is Election Day, in case you didn't know. Everybody knows.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
The important 2 days that we should be mentioning is that the Marine Corps birthday is this Sunday, and that Veterans Day is Monday.
Right.
Now, those are reminders that we want to share. Also, we're 50 days away from Christmas.
Oh, no way.
50? Only 50.
Yeah.
That really stresses me out.
A little bit.
I really don't like that.
Well, this should stress you out even further. Okay. If you're hosting Thanksgiving this year, we're only 23 days away from Thanksgiving.
A Michael Jordan number.
Yeah, we're a Michael Jordan. Hey, with that being said, now that I've shared that we're 23 days away from Thanksgiving, I do have a question for both of you, if I may ask that question.
Sure.
What's the best way to keep a turkey in suspense? What's the best way to keep a turkey in suspense?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I keep thinking, what's a twist on cliffhanger, but I'm not coming up with anything.
Like edge of the seat, maybe.
What's the best way to keep a turkey in suspense? They'll find out at Thanksgiving dinner.
You ate it, Ralph.
Listen, they're not all dimes, okay? They're not all dimes.
Yeah, and I don't get that one.
Some duds.
Well, you're keeping them in suspense. Yeah. That, you know, they're going to find out at Thanksgiving dinner whether or not, you know, they're going to.
Thanksgiving dinner?
Yeah, if they're Thanksgiving dinner.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah. You know, when you have to explain the joke, you know that it's not.
Sorry.
It's a really good one. Yeah.
Anyway, moving on.
It's okay. Like,
I'm Phil.
It's me. It's
inadequate you, for so many reasons today. We are, it's not you, it's me.
How do you fix a pumpkin pie?
With that being said, we're not talking about that anymore. We're moving on.
A pumpkin patch.
No. You don't get to do a better joke after my bad joke. Okay, what do you call a turkey that's been in the sun for too long?
Oh.
What do you call a turkey that's been in the sun for too long?
Delicious.
Your guess? Okay. A roasted turkey. Okay, you know what? I'll get back to the chalkboard on this one, and we're going to move forward with it.
What do cranberries do when they get together?
Oh, are you both going to tell a better joke than me?
They whine a lot?
No.
Oh?
They jam.
Oh, they are going to do better ones than both of me. How does a turkey travel?
How does a turkey travel?
You know, I really need to spread these out because we still have 23 days until Thanksgiving.
He does the turkey trot?
That's the good one, but no. That's how a turkey dances.
Okay.
He doesn't fly, right?
How does a turkey travel?
Turkeys fly?
Turkeys can fly.
No way.
Yes, they can.
Really?
When you have turkeys in your yard,
yeah, they run really fast.
Let Moo out. You'll see them fly.
They run faster than Moo. How does a turkey travel?
Oh.
By gravy train. Okay.
That was good.
I wanted to not laugh because, you know, I think it would be funnier if you told a bad joke. But that was a good joke.
That was a good joke. That was funny.
You know what? No, stop. No, you guys are just patronizing me now. As the British would say, patronizing me. You're patronizing me now.
You're going to talk like a British fella on today of all days?
We're working on kindness today because today is today. You're forced to say one kind thing about your worst ex. What would it be? Miss Cindy Campbell, your worst ex, what would it be? Kind thing.
He could sing.
All right. Jordan Verge, you're forced to say, whoa, we've been waiting for this one. You're forced to say one kind thing about your worst ex. What would it be?
I wouldn't have had my dog without her. And I loved my dog.
Yeah.
Our dog passed away last year.
Yeah.
So she's no longer with any of us, but I wouldn't have had her without her.
So conversely, just playing devil's advocate here. Mm-hmm. If it wasn't for your ex too, you wouldn't have a dead dog.
I'm just saying. No, you know what? That's fair. You know what?
She's the reason you had to go through the heartache of
a dog. Losing a dog, right? Yeah, wow. Oh. Wow, I hate her. Yeah. she really sucks. There's no redeeming qualities at all.
Hey, it's election day. There's one thing we can all agree on, and they get our vote for the best beer and food combo, and that's Mason's Brewing Company. I mean, if she wasn't in your life, you would have never had a dead dog.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Beautiful weather is in the forecast for tomorrow. And Mason's Brewing Company, you might not know this because they have so many delicious brews on tap. They also have a full bar with bourbon to keep you warm on the colder days. Well, we're talking about tomorrow where it's going to be 70. And the views at Mason's Brewing Company in Machias and in Brewer on the waterfront, absolutely beautiful. They have an incredible staff who brings the beer. And again, we can all vote. Best food beer combo is at Mason's Brewing Company. Oh, and they just added a new burger to the menu. They're always getting to play and explore their food creations at Mason's. And that's what I love because they have their regular menu. Everything on there is phenomenal, from the appetizers to the pies to the entrees. But check out this. The Gutter Phenomenon 2.0 has hit the Mason's menu. A burger comes stacked with juicy smashed patty, pepper jack cheese, bacon, Fresno peppers, Texas hot chili, sprout slaw drizzled with their tangy liquid gold barbecue, and topped off with a mound of frizzled onions. All right, stop. I'm going there for lunch today at Mason's Brewing Company right after I get my vote in. After I go vote, I'm going to Mason's Brewing Company for the beer, the food, the views, and the staff. I'll see you today for lunch at Mason's. Hi, we are David and Cindy, and thank you so much for laughing with us on Election Tuesday, Election Day Tuesday. And we are joined every 9 o'clock hour by the very talented Jordan Burge. Oh,
thank you so much.
Look at that over there. Did you guys see who's hosting the...
Hi, Jordan.
Hey, Cindy.
You said, look at that over there. So I thought I'd say hi.
Oh, yeah. It was right there, yeah.
I'm also not a that. I'm a person.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say that, but yeah, you're right.
TBD, I suppose.
All right.
TBD.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, look at that over there.
Look at that. I meant that in the most complimentary sense. Like, look at that. Like, wow, look at that.
Oh, look at that.
Look at that, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you're walking on the beach, and you see a guy walking by shirtless, wearing a little Speedo, and you're like, oh, the ladies are like, look at that.
Yeah, or if you are on the beach.
I would still say look at him, but anyway.
Would you say look at him, or would you say look at that? Be honest.
If you see, like, a beached whale, you're like, oh, my God!
Oh.
Look at that!
Yeah, right. Beached whale, that. Guy in a Speedo, still him.
So, are you, I'm so confused now. Are you calling yourself beached whale?
Why am I in a Speedo now?
I don't know, but so I initially. So whoa. Let's rewind.
He came up with a Speedo. I had to be
Speedo.
Clear.
If you say Speedo, I'm thinking you are talking about that.
No, I had you in a Speedo, and I wasn't talking about that. Then I was talking about that you muscular in a Speedo. But now we're talking about a beach whale. Are you? Do you look in the mirror and feel like you're a beached whale?
Oh,
break it down. It's Election Day Tuesday. You need to unwind a little bit and think about the incredible Jordan Burge. Oh, yeah. All round in a Speedo.
Chunky, I did 4 hours on the stairs. So
don't do that to him.
I don't know what I'll do to
him. I mean, I know he already voted, but I'm sure he has a life.
He does. He does. And I would never do 5 hours today, Chunky.
Only if you join him, David.
I'm not gonna join him. When I watch Jordan work out, I look at him like, good God, he's intense. I can't keep up with him. It's the youth. Oh, to be young again.
It's wasted on me. I promise it is.
I don't think it is. I think you're taking advantage of it just fine. All joking aside.
Yeah. I completely agree.
But definitely do 5 hours today.
Okay, so when you were saying that, it was my love handles then. That's what it is.
I wasn't even mentioning your love handles. I literally said, look at that. I was being hyperbolic, a complete fictional situation where a bunch of ladies are on the beach and they're looking at Jordan Burge walking by in a Speedo, muscles out, and they're like, look at that. I was trying to prove a point that calling somebody that is, I was personifying the word that.
Okay.
Hyperbolic.
I am exhausted from defending myself with you two.
Hyperbolic, relating to or marked by language that exaggerates or overstates the truth. Okay.
Yeah.
I had to look that up. I
used the word correctly.
You did.
Listen, I spent 7 years.
I just didn't know the meaning of it. Well,
here I go. Perfect example again. I have to defend myself against you two again. I spent 7 years in community college. 7 years. It took me 7 years to get a 2-year college degree. You don't think I learned something in the 7 years it took me to get a 2-year degree? Exactly.
Oh, look at that. That's pretty cool.
Look at
that. 7 years,
a
2-year degree.
Yeah. You've got to be kidding me. I got to defend myself.
And you know what? It doesn't matter how long it took, as long as you got it done. Exactly. Good job.
What are you trying to say? That I wasted my time? I spent 3 years in college and I didn't get a degree? Is that what you're saying?
Now Cindy has to defend it. Now, how do you like it? How do you like it now?
I don't think I should have to defend myself. Oh, I mean, I'm working in my chosen field. So
you know what? Let's take this to the next level. Who are you voting for? Playing Q106.5. Thanks for laughing with David and Cindy on Election Day Tuesday. And speaking of drunk on a plane, well, before that, we're joined every 9 o'clock hour by the very talented Jordan Burge. Oh,
thank you so much.
I'm not talking about you being drunk on a plane.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't even going to bring up the story, but it's something I read last night, and I was like, really?
Okay.
This happened.
Okay.
A man faces a felony assault charge after an unprovoked attack on a fellow passenger who was sleeping during a cross-country flight this week.
Oh.
Wow.
Say what?
Of all the bad things that can happen on a plane, like you finally are able to doze off.
Right.
It's kind of hard to fall asleep already.
Fact.
Yeah. And yeah. This is why I don't sleep on planes. I don't trust people. Yeah,
you can get soft in the mouth.
Okay. That's not why I fall asleep, because I enjoy a cocktail or two and I enjoy the free movies, yeah. Right? Like when I get on a plane, I do want to, like Dirk's Bentley said, I want to have some fun. I want to enjoy the flight, the experience. Also, I have terrifying anxiety. So crippling anxiety. I have crippling anxiety.
Okay.
But also, I like to have fun on the plane, too, you know, after a cocktail or two.
Yeah. No, I mean, I guess you got to wear a mouth guard when you fall asleep now because you're afraid of getting punched. Why'd this guy get punched in the face? Yeah.
The attack on a United Airlines flight. Oh, I love United.
Okay.
Happened on Monday from San Francisco. Say no more.
Okay.
Say no more. They came from California.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There you go. The flight from San Francisco to Dulles International Airport in Northern Virginia. Is that?
That's they were going to Washington, D.C.
D.C. The attack lasted about a minute. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Good.
No way.
God. So people will hear a minute and be like, oh, that's not long. You're getting punched repeatedly in the head by a psychopath.
Yeah.
Let's paint the picture.
Yeah.
All right. Everybody, close your eyes. Unless you're driving. Don't do that. Okay. Close your eyes. And if you're voting right now and listening to the Q106.5, don't do that. You might vote for the wrong person. Anybody else? Close your eyes. All right. You got your neck pillow. Oh, it's pink. It's got a cute little, what do we got? An animal on it. Like a frog.
Ooh, okay. A little frog.
Green frog. Pink frog. Okay, pink frog.
Wait, didn't you say it was pink?
Yeah, it's pink. Well, the pillow's pink, but the frog on there would be...
No, that's fine. It could be a green frog.
Okay, it's a green frog on a pink neck pillow.
Yep.
And you're laying back in the chair on the United flight. Mm. They just came by with snacks. You woke up, you opened your eyes just long enough to be like, can I get two of those? And they're like, no, we're in limited supply. And you're like, oh, I paid so much for this one. You think I'd get a pretzel and a cookie? Fine, just give me the cookie. And then they go, you want a drink? Blah, 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 yeah. And they're like, oh, yeah, can I get the whole can? No, we don't have enough supply, like we said. We can only fill up your cup. Do you want some ice with that? Like, oh, I paid so much for this flight. I don't even get a full can? Okay, all right, fine. Now you've already consumed your stupid little cookie and your little, what, a 2-ounce glass of whatever, yeah. Ginger ale?
Yeah.
All right, you doze back off on your pink pillow with the pink frog. And you're laying there, and you fall asleep. And you're like, and then you feel something light flashes before your eyes. Ow! Oh! And just a random thing just is punching you in the face repeatedly over and over. And you taste copper in your mouth. What is that? That's my own blood with my ginger ale and that cheap, stupid little cookie I just consumed. And it's happening for a minute. I'm like, good God, there's so many people on this flight. Is anybody going to help me? You're going to let a whole 60 seconds go by?
Why are you filming?
Yeah, why are you filming?
Exactly. Stop Everyone filming. Would have their phone out. Yeah.
You're
for
a
sure.
7-foot man over there with 300 pounds of muscle. Get up and get the psychopath off of me. Hold on. Hold on. I got to put this on Instagram first, and I'll be right there. And he does. He gets up after 60 seconds, gets up, and goes and helps. Somebody
flight
did.
The flight attendants are on their phones going, okay, what do we do in a situation like this?
do we have to stop?
the
guy was snoring a lot.
Right, yeah. And we're going to get so many likes if we post the full video.
He kind of had it coming, really.
Oh, my goodness. I got to tell you. Personally, if I see anything like this happening, immediately I'm intervening.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Oh, you are such a better guy than me.
Well.
So me, I think I look and I'm like, I look around and I say, should we do something about this? Are you going to do something?
Granted, I'm 7'3" yes. tall. So, and I'm 250 pounds of lean muscle. I mean lean, psycho, fighting off, warding off. Defending innocent victim muscle. That's what I have.
Okay.
And I don't have that dream. I bruise like a peach, David. I would get injured if I tried to intervene. I feel like both of them would team up on me. Like, if I tried to stop whatever was happening, they'd be like, no.
Cindy, I feel like even you would intervene. Like, just as a mother watching somebody get pummeled.
I would I don't know that I would go over and, like, try to get between them. Although, you know, with my sons, when they fought, I got between them, but that's my sons. They know not to hit me.
Right,
that guy, not so
people.
Much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The guy is currently held in custody until trial, which is scheduled for December 11th. So this moron, whatever he did, probably drank too much, popped his Xanny or something, did something wrong, mixed with it. He mixed something, went psycho.
Right.
And now he's sitting in jail until December 11th, missing Thanksgiving.
Aww. Well, he
and,
should be.
And, well, yeah, and this poor person.
No, let him out. He deserves the holidays.
All right, coming up, we got some words of wisdom, and we're going to wrap up today's edition of the Election Day, and we got a couple more comments to share on our exercise where we worked on kindness.
Right.
A couple more responses on what is something kind that you would say to your worst ex ever if you were forced to. That's all in a way. Right here, David and Cindy, Q106.5. We are David and Cindy. Happy Election Day Tuesday. Joined every 9 o'clock hour by the very talented Jordan Bird. Oh, look at him over there.
Look at me over here.
Look at that.
With his two I voted stickers.
Yeah, because I voted twice.
Hey, by the way, we are 50 days away from Christmas and 23 days away. Count them, 23 days away from Thanksgiving. Yeah. Hey, with that being said, you two, before we get into wrapping up today's show with responses from the, if you were forced to say something nice about your worst ex, what would it be? And our words of wisdom, of course, I do have a question for both of you, if you don't mind me asking.
Okay.
What do you call a turkey's girlfriend? What do you call a turkey's girlfriend?
Mm-hmm.
Or boyfriend, for that matter.
Ooh.
What do you call a turkey's girlfriend or boyfriend?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah?
I don't either.
A side dish.
I can't believe I ate that whole thing.
You ate it, Ralph.
I don't care what you say. That one was funny.
It was funny.
A side dish.
Yep.
I mean, that's not their boyfriend or girlfriend then, right? Like,
well, they're married.
That's the stuffing.
Oh, if you're right. No, that's fair. If they're married.
You're forced to say one kind thing about your worst ex. We've been doing this all day. It's a kindness exercise. Not that we need it. No. Q106.5 listeners are the most brilliant, intelligent, and sexiest listeners in the world. But it's always good to practice kindness, and that's what we're doing today. You're forced to say one kind thing about your worst ex. What would it be?
Honey Ray says the best thing about the ex was the divorce papers.
they were written so clearly. Ashley from Mount Desert Island, thank you so much for chiming in on the Q106.5 app. My ex showed me exactly what I didn't want in my future relationships.
There you go.
Still working on mine.
Kelly says glad she has you in her life and I am free.
Oh. Very cool. I love that, Kelly. Yeah. Very cool. You said, Miss Cindy, it was, you liked his singing.
Yeah.
Okay. Jordan, you...
Well, I said that we got a dog together and I liked the dog.
Yeah, but the dog...
And then you were really mean to him.
I wasn't mean, no.
You were mean.
I was being practical.
And then David said, well, your dog died, right? And I said, yeah.
So
and
she gave you a dead dog.
Yeah.
So come up with another one.
Well,
that was a good one. Gabby was awesome.
Thank you. I agree.
Where's Gabby?
Oh, she's... You know what? I don't know where Gabby is.
I'll tell you where she is.
Okay. All right. Let's move on.
All dogs go to heaven.
Oh, okay. That's where it's
Oh, my gosh. You guys are morbid. Okay. Jeez. Where do you think I was going with that?
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. I've been trying to think of something nice about my ex. I've been struggling all morning. Everybody has been inspiring me with their kindness. I got the most creative liar. Gave me life-crippling anxiety. Mm-hmm. Her insults made me so numb I no longer feel pain.
Oh, that's good.
So that's a good one. I thought so, too.
Really good one.
All right, but this one I think is the winner.
Okay.
She always made sure that I am on my best behavior no matter where I am because you never know when someone is filming you through your window from outside.
What?
Wow.
Wait, what happened? She filmed you from outside of your window?
Well, really? Yeah, but you're missing the point. This is my kind thing about her, that she taught me to always behave even when I'm alone in my own bedroom.
Oh, but what were you doing, David?
Well, I mean, not anymore. Now I'm behaving.
Okay.
What do you think I was doing?
I
wasn't doing anything. I was completely alone. No, you stop it right now. No, don't play that. No. I was completely alone.
What's that, Shaggy?
I was so alone. Oh, my God. It wasn't me. No. I was alone. Oh, for the love of God.
You let her catch you?
Oh. All right, words of wisdom. Let's get out of here. Ladies first?
I got nothing.
All right.
Go out and vote. Vote twice if you can.
Go out and vote.
If they let you vote twice, do it.
I get to do it this time. Ditto to what Jordan said.
Okay. And my words of wisdom, have fun with today. Remember, it's an honor and a privilege, and we live in a great country, and we get to go out and vote. How cool is that?
And be nice to people at the polls, even if their views don't agree with yours.
Absolutely. But also have fun with it. Like, go up to them and go, who you voting for? Who you voting for? And then no matter what they say, be respectful, but, you know, make it awkward. That's make it be that weird person. Why not?
David Dobuchensky.
Never going to see him again.
Happy Election Day. We're David and Cindy with the incredible talent, incredibly talented Jordan Burns.
USA! 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 USA!